The letter pages of the evening news picks up on some long-running issues, but also highlights some immediate news items. We have a rather lengthy letter from Dr. Graham Martin of Coney, but he seeks to point out all the issues involved in the discussions about the proposed Western Link. Many people will have seen the item on Norwich Western Link on BBC Countryfile, featuring the rare Barbastelle bat. This is just one example of the issues facing NWL. As an ecologist, I have pointed out a number of times to Norfolk County Council that any NWL scheme will have serious adverse environmental effects. However, there is a road that links the Fakenham Road to the A47, crossing the Wensum by an existing bridge at Attlebridge. This road from Attlebridge passes through Western Longville to Wood Lane on A47 near Honingham. Several readers have cited the need for an NWL to remove heavy traffic from Western Longville. Option B, West, one of the options for a dual carriageway, NWL, follows a similar route by bypassing Western Longville and joining the A47 at Wood Lane, the same as option C, the route chosen by the County Council. Option C requires a new river crossing involving a 720-metre long viaduct, disruption of the floodplain, destruction of parts of important woodlands and permanently severe connections between other habitats. Option B, West, upgrades the existing bridge, skirts between bat colonies and most woodland sites. The cost of option B, West, was £129 million in 2019. Option C has leapt from £153 million to £198 million in 2021, mainly because of the incredibly expensive viaduct. If we have to have a dual carriageway for an NWL, option B, West, seems the obvious route. Another option that might be considered is a single carriageway route for option B, West. This would have even less environmental impact and at a cost of about £43 million in 2019, the cheapest option of all.
Nick Moore of Taverham has something else to add, but in a slightly jocular vein. It appears that the presence of bats along its route may prevent the completion of the Norwich NDR. There is a particular group who are entitled to feel very aggrieved by this. I refer, of course, to the newts. For many years, these public-spirited creatures have willingly accepted the sole responsibility to occupy the location of every proposed new road to help prevent its construction. Now they can only stand by helplessly and witness a shameless power grab by the bats.
One of our earlier news items was about the proposed offshore wind farm. David Ullman of Spixworth doubts adequate compensation will be paid out. It was always obvious that the Norfolk Boris wind farm project would eventually win government approval, not only because big business always wins out in such cases, but also because essentially it was the correct decision for Britain. However, in view of the massive profit potential, the promised £15 million community fund is frankly derisory and pious. Hopes that VAT and fall will mitigate for the environmental impact are likely to prove unfounded.
Bob Reeves of Dereham comments on the danger to walkers or cyclists in the dark evenings. During the dark winter months, it amazes me the amount of folks who are out and about in dark clothing, walking on dark country lanes without a torch or any means for you to see them in the dark. I recall adverts on the TV telling us to wear something light at night or face oncoming traffic so as to be seen. Cyclists with no lights and no means to be seen until you are right on top of them. I even encounter motorists with no lights on, Some folks really have a death wish. With the advent of electric cars, that will add to the accidents to those who step into the road without looking.
The furor about office Christmas party causes Bill Woolnough of Swatton Morley to write. According to media coverage, it would appear that many of those who work in an office are desperately worried that the emergence of the new Omicron COVID-19 variant will result in the office Christmas party being cancelled. What a dreadful situation. My heart goes out to all those affected by this threat. Perhaps my flippancy is over the top, but I make no apology. Families are being ripped apart by COVID-19 deaths and long-term illness. The NHS is under severe pressure, and anything that can be done to reduce the spread of COVID should be a priority. For me, office parties are not important in this situation. And now, back to the news.